In this bulletin, a Victorian man who spent 14 days in hotel quarantine in Perth tests positive to COVID-19 after returning to Melbourne. World leaders make pledges on emission reductions at a virtual summit. And in football, UEFA president comments on the failed Super League venture of 12 leading clubs. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A Victorian man has tested positive for COVID-19 after completing 14 days of quarantine at a Western Australian hotel at the centre of an outbreak. The man travelled from Perth to Melbourne on April the 21st, where health authorities instructed him to get tested and to quarantine. He returned a positive result this morning. All passengers on Qantas flight QF778 are now considered close contacts and must isolate for 14 days. Health authorities are still doing further investigations on other potential exposure sites. United States President Joe Biden has pledged the US will halve its greenhouse gas emissions by 2030, hosting an international climate summit with world leaders. The Biden administration has not offered a plan on how the US will meet them, and the goals are so far non-binding. Meanwhile, the EU has taken a more concrete approach, agreeing on binding targets for carbon emission, committing to being the first climate-neutral continent by 2050. European Council President Charles Michel has called on developed countries to increase funding for tackling climate change.
We decided collectively to mobilise at least $100 billion a year for climate financing. The EU and our member states remain the largest contributor of public climate finance to developing countries, and we urge all developed countries to scale up their contributions. If we want to be at peace with nature, we need to chase carbon from our business model. This is the only way to change direction.
The European Union has pledged 600 billion euros to the transition to green energy. And Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told the virtual summit hosted by the US that Australia is on the pathway to achieving net zero emissions and will meet and beat its Paris deal commitments. While the Japanese, British and Canadian Prime Ministers used the summit to commit to new 2030 targets, Mr Morrison said Australia's emissions reduction strategy would be updated before the UN Climate Summit in November in Glasgow. He says the focus is on technology, not carbon price mechanisms.
Australia is on the pathway to net zero. Our goal is to get there as soon as we possibly can through technology that enables and transforms our industries, not taxes that eliminate them and the jobs and livelihoods they support and create, especially in our regions. Future generations, my colleagues and excellencies, will thank us, not for what we have promised, but what we deliver. And on that score, Australia can always be relied upon.
Fewer than 10% of Australians have received a coronavirus vaccine as the federal government prepares to expand the rollout to all over 50s from next month. AstraZeneca jabs will be available for people over 50 at state and territory vaccination centres as well as respiratory clinics from May the 3rd. They will be sent to all GPs from May the 17th. Despite low numbers, Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has told the Night Network he remains confident the plan is being fast-tracked.
What we see is the fast-tracking of vaccinations for over 50s, for those that haven't caught up, from the 3rd of May. Some of the states, and what are called the Commonwealth GP respiratory clinics or the Commonwealth large vaccination clinics will be offering over 50s vaccinations, and then from the 17th of May, general practice clinics. What happens is that we get to the point where we double the AstraZeneca doses with the second doses. That's a 12-week gap between first and second. In addition to that, we have a very large increase in Pfizer in the latter part of the year.
Indonesian authorities and rescue teams are hoping a newly detected object with a high magnetic force is a missing submarine. The object has been detected at a depth of 50 to 100 metres in seas north of Bali, where the submarine was initially reported missing just over 48 hours ago. There are 53 crew members on board, with authorities warning oxygen will run out early Saturday morning. The missing submarine lost all contact with authorities during a torpedo drill. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says Australia is offering any assistance it can. to football, and UEFA President Alexander Seferin has warned rebel clubs that they will face consequences for their aborted Super League breakaway, and there may be more pain to come for the owners of the top clubs. The attempt to create an elite league as a direct rival to the Champions League failed, with the Big Six English Premier League teams abandoning the project earlier in the week. Mr. Seferin says the doors of UEFA are still open, but everyone will have to suffer the consequences for their actions. Let's have a look at Friday's weather now. Cloudy in Perth, 29. A couple of showers about in Adelaide. It's 20 degrees for you. In Melbourne, a couple of showers as well, 17. Much the same for Hobart, where it's 15. Fine weather for the capital, 17 in Canberra. In Wollongong, also sunny and 21. Much the same for Sydney, 23. Sunny in Newcastle, 22. Similar conditions in Brisbane, 25. Rain about in Cairns, 29. And sunny, 35 in Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.